Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle, who could crush a baseball, but also loved a good time and a refreshing adult beverage, once observed, quote, "If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." Legendary actress Betty Davis is generally credited with this bit of wisdom. "Old age," she said, "ain't for sissies." She was right about that, but considering the options, I'd rather be old than dead. I speak with some perspective here. I'm now old enough that when my time comes, nobody will say, "He was taken from us much too soon." The ailments pile up. I can't find a sleeping position that doesn't hurt. And I'm on a first-name basis with a pharmacist at CVS. In spite of all that, I couldn't be happier to be alive. Two of my granddaughters are getting married this year. A third one is engaged. A grandson just graduated from college this weekend with a degree in aerospace engineering. I don't know where he gets it. Certainly not from me. I can't wait to see what comes next in their journeys or mine. I relish this chapter in my life, including the good, the bad, the ugly. For one thing, I no longer have to wonder if the cashier at Kroger's finds me attractive. She doesn't. I am cold far more often than I'm hot. Here are some things to watch for as you age. You will need something to lean against while you pull on a pair of pants. Otherwise, you will risk a fall, not to mention the embarrassment when the EMS guys show up. On the athletic fields of your youth, you told yourself, "Suck it up." Soon you will tell yourself, "Suck it in." Your supply of brain cells will finally be down to a manageable number. The six words you will come to dread? "The doctor will see you now." Well, the upside is that you will no longer be considered a hypochondriac. In the middle of the night, you will suddenly remember the words to a song you last thought of half a century ago. In my case, it was "Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah." You will watch college kids do stupid things and then realize, "Hey, that used to be me." Friends will call you at 9 o'clock at night and ask, "Did I wake you?" The answer will often be yes, because you had dinner at 4 and the tryptophan in the turkey casserole kicked in immediately. If you engage your caller in a long conversation, sooner or later the discussion will involve a denied insurance claim. Even so, you will come to understand that your investment over the years in health insurance is finally beginning to pay off. You will find a perverse pleasure in discussing other people's surgeries, but you will also discover that the cataracts are not a mountain range in Peru. If the neighbors should call the police about a noisy party at your house, just know that the cops will let it slide if you simply turn the TV down. Equally reassuring will be the realization that you have nothing left to learn the hard way. You will still do foolish things, but you will no longer care. So I will wrap up this exercise with one final nugget of good news. With each passing day as you get older, peer pressure becomes less and less of a problem.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.